KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky. It's 78 degrees. We look for it to be sunny, hot, and humid again today. The high around 95. The heat index as high as 105. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. With a reminder, a heat advisory remains in effect until 8 this evening for the entire KJAN listening area. Peak heat index values around 105 degrees are expected in many locations, and that could prompt heat illnesses for those without air conditioning or those active in the outdoors. Vulnerable populations, such as children and the elderly, are especially susceptible. If you're planning outdoor activities, take the necessary precautions to beat the heat, and that includes drinking plenty of fluids, staying in an air-conditioned room when possible, out of direct sunlight, and be sure and check up on your friends and neighbors. If you work or spend time outside, reduce your scheduled strenuous activity to the early morning or evening hours, and know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Again, wear light-colored and loose-fitting clothing when possible and drink plenty of water. Just be careful out there today. In the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning approved a request for permission to hold a Bible reading marathon on the courthouse block grounds. The event takes place Saturday, July 21st, beginning at 10 a.m., and is similar to the past 2 years, except that it will be held one day only instead of two. It's estimated it'll take a couple of hours for multiple individuals to read different sections of the Bible at the same time. Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer expressed concern that a non-Christian group might sue to get their beliefs heard, but his concerns were quickly dismissed by Board Chair Gaylord Schelling and event organizer Renee Watson.
Are we opening ourselves up for somebody to come in and want to do an atheist?
Well, we've done it for 2 years and nobody has, so
I know.
May I speak?
Go ahead.
I don't know. Okay, the governor made a declaration that we could do this. So does that help anything?
Again this year?
Yes.
Governor Reynolds' proclamation was approved late last month. Watson said also that there have been no problems with any Bible reading events in Iowa's 99 counties. Supervisor Steve Beyer said the issue is free speech.
I guess even if we did open it up, so you could exercise of free speech on public property, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't know if they've actually required that they have permission to be on there.
No, we don't.
In other business, the supervisors approved a wage adjustment for Rich Hansen, assistant to County Engineer Charles Bechtold. His salary will be adjusted from $62,239 to $63,000. Interviews were held Tuesday at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic to help determine who will be the 2018 Cass County Fair Queen and King and other royalty. 17 area youth appeared before the judges individually and in group settings in hope of being selected. Fair royalty, including the King, Queen, Prince, and Princess, will be chosen during the fair on July 26th, beginning at 7:30 p.m., just before the Little Miss and Little Mister contest. Among the male candidates was Cale Pellett, Mitchell Williamson, Caleb Van Dyker, Cale Schmidt, Nathan Behrens, Tate Danvesti, Tegan Sothman, and Tyler Comas. Female candidates included Maya Rubio, Madison Mills, Haley Backer, Nicole Iltz, Claire Smith, Katie York, Emily Soigling, Sydney Opperly, and Alyssa Brockup. Last year's fair royalty included Princess Paige Henderson, the Prince was Cody McCready, King was Riley Smith, and Queen was Mariah Murphy. And last year's title of Little Miss went to Leah Ohms, and Cooper Anderson was named the Little Mister during the 2017 Cass County Fair. Atlantic Fest, presented by First Whitney Bank, will be held Saturday, August 11th, rain or shine. It's a downtown annual festival that serves as a fundraiser for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The downtown Atlantic area will be filled with activities for the whole family to enjoy on that day. You can come early and enjoy a pancake breakfast or start the day off with a run through the Shelburg Recreation Area and the annual road race with chip timing coming back this year. The annual tractor ride will also be taking place August 11th, kicking off at the Cass County Fairgrounds at 8 a.m. on that day. There will be crafters for all over southwest Iowa, as well as some of the best food vendors to help satisfy appetites. New this year will be kids and families enjoying a carnival or jump into bounce houses. The 20th annual car show and motorcycle show will take place during Atlantic Fest once again this year, and there's free entertainment throughout the day. Pre-registration for the car, motorcycle show, and road race and tractor ride is going on now through July 27th at noon. Registration for craft and food vendors is underway through August the 1st at noon. And if you're interested in volunteering and being a part of Atlantic Fest, you can go to www.atlanticiowa.com or just give the chamber a call at 243-3017. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Glenwood Police Department said yesterday 41-year-old Michael Carver of Glenwood was arrested Tuesday for driving while barred, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Carver's bond was set at $3,300. Red Oak police on Wednesday morning arrested 47-year-old Ann Christine Harding of Red Oak at around 1:45 a.m. on a Mills County warrant for unlawful possession of a prescription drug. While executing the search warrant, Red Oak police arrested 34-year-old Marcus John Josephson of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia. Harding and Josephson were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Harding was being held without bond, and Josephson's bond was set at $300. Red Oak police also arrested a couple of people Wednesday morning on assault charges. 34-year-old Natasha Suzanne Loftsness of Red Oak was arrested a little before 7 a.m. after allegedly entering a residence in the 1200 block of North Highland Avenue and allegedly assaulting a person who had allegedly assaulted her juvenile child. Loftsness was charged with simple assault and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. 24-year-old Theron Roderick Pace II of Red Oak was also arrested just before 7 a.m. in the 1200 block of North Highland Avenue, and that was in connection with the earlier alleged assault of the juvenile that took place in the 600 block of North Miller Avenue. Pace was arrested for simple assault and held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that a deputy on patrol in Trainer Tuesday afternoon arrested a man following a traffic stop. 48-year-old Thomas Sean Johnson of Stanton was arrested for driving while barred. The report said Johnson was allegedly under the influence of narcotics at the time of his arrest. Tuesday evening, 68-year-old Franklin Dean Jensen of Neola was arrested in Neola for driving while barred. His arrest was the result of a deputy being dispatched to 309 Front Street in Neola for a possible intoxicated male. Dispatch advised the man was on scene who had been driven to the location and did not have a driver's license. Upon arrival, the deputy could see the vehicle parked at the Donovan Oil gas station. As the driver of the vehicle, Jensen, left the area, the traffic stop was initiated. A man was transferred from Harrison County to the authority of a Pottawatomie County deputy Tuesday night. 50-year-old Jack Tackner of Magnolia was wanted on a Pott County warrant for failure to appear in court. He was transported to the Pott County Jail and turned over to corrections staff. And Tuesday morning, an inmate at the Pottawatomie County Jail was presented with a warrant for violation of probation. 24-year-old Devin Seth Hunt of Council Bluffs was read the warrants and then returned to his cell. Well, the funeral for former Governor Robert Ray is Friday, but Iowans who wish to pay their respects in person are being urged to go to the Iowa Capitol today as Ray lies in state there this evening.
We are encouraging Iowans to come and pay their respects at the Capitol. There's a balance between the public observance of an individual who is legendary in his legacy of impact, and also allowing a family the private time to grieve their husband, father, and grandfather.
That's Scott Racker, director of the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at the Drake University. Ray's casket will be borne into the Capitol this afternoon by members of the Iowa National Guard, the Iowa Highway Patrol, and the Des Moines Police Department. He'll lie in state, and the public may file by Ray's casket beginning at 5:30 p.m. Racker offers this on behalf of the late governor's family.
Just a very sincere thank you to all of the Iowans, those across the country and, in fact, the world that have shown such a demonstrable outpouring of love and support for their family at this time, and they're very appreciative of that.
David Ullman served as Ray's chief of staff. He says Iowans who were 18-year-old voters during Ray's last campaign are now 58, so there are generations of Iowans who are not familiar with Ray's accomplishments as a governor.
Some Iowans have learned for the first time all of the things that he did, and other Iowans have been reminded or relearned of his record, which has triggered an outpouring of support and appreciation on social media.
Governor Ray died Sunday at the age of 89. Former Iowa Governors Tom Vilsack and Chet Culver will join Governor Kim Reynolds at the State House Rotunda tonight as the Ray family assembles for the public ceremony honoring the man who served 14 years as governor. Former Governor Terry Branstad is also flying back to Iowa from China, where he's serving as U.S. ambassador, to attend events honoring Ray. Iowa National Guard Adjutant General Timothy Orr has flown back early from meetings in Washington, D.C. to be Mrs. Ray's official escort in the events held over the next couple of days. And Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa to be lowered at half staff from sunrise today to sunset on Friday in honor and remembrance of the former governor, Robert D. Ray. She said that Governor Ray's legacy lives on in millions of people he's impacted as a tremendous statesman for Iowa and our nation. And Reynolds went on to say his civility, courage, and common sense governing set a high standard for those who followed. She added, may our prayers and thoughts bring peace to First Lady Billy Ray, her daughters, and family at this time. The flags will be at half-staff on the state capitol building and on flags displayed in the capitol complex. They'll also be at half-staff on all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half-staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.